Very often in life, if we have a problem, we look at what the problem is, why we've got the problem, and what we can do about the problem. So for example, if the dishwasher is broken, God forbid, we may Google possible reasons, Google how to repair it, watch a video on how to repair it, or research professionals to come and fix it, or buy a new one. Job done. However, what I see with a lot of people who are struggling to manage anxiety is that they get stuck in the, what is the problem? And why have we got the problem stage? They don't move on to the fix it stage. By the way, with anxiety, you don't fix it, you manage it. But I said fix it to fit the comparison with a dishwasher, okay? Social media is full of accounts talking about why people have anxiety and what it feels like. Not so much in what to do about it. Did you know that constantly looking at the what and the why is a safety behavior because of your anxiety? Overanalysis is a form of procrastination, putting off doing something about it. Why? Because doing something about it means stepping out of the comfort zone, and that causes anxiety. And avoidance is a massive safety behavior, and that it makes us feel safe temporarily. I'm not pushing myself, but it actually doesn't help manage the anxiety. Anxiety then remains a vicious cycle, and doing this repetitive viewing can actually worsen anxiety. It can reinforce the negative anxiety thoughts, which means they're more established in your brain and take longer to change. Remember, your brain is like a forest with its pathways. The commonly used ones are clear and easy to go down. Making new pathways means clearing stuff away, new pathways, which isn't instant. And procrastination can also compound anxiety because we feel like a failure and worthless because we haven't done anything about it. Luckily, this resource is designed to help you start moving forward in managing your anxiety. And like I said, managing it, not getting rid of it. We will always have anxiety sometimes. How we manage it is the key. I have anxiety. It just doesn't stop me doing anything because I manage it. Now, there is a CBT worksheet to go with this resource that will help simplify the process for you and give you a chance to write down your thoughts. So first of all, think about what behaviors you currently undertake that may be forms of procrastination. These behaviours are likely to be things like searching social media for anything anxiety related, avoiding people who challenge your anxiety, searching the internet for causes of anxiety, continually seeking reassurance from other people to help you feel better temporarily. Anything that makes you feel better about having anxiety and not having to do anything about it. And then think about, okay, well, what am I getting out of procrastinating and not moving forward? It's likely that one answer will be you don't have to step out of your comfort zone. But are there other things? Do you like it when people give you supportive attention for your anxiety? Do you feel ignored otherwise? Do you get special treatment or have less chores because of it? And be honest here, I'm not judging you for it because I've been there. And these are only for questions for you to ask yourself, and they might not be easy to admit. So I don't want this part to be over-analytical or onerous. That's what we're trying to avoid. The point is to look at where you are, and now we're going to move forward. So the big part of this exercise, this sort of resource, is motivating you and looking at motivating you to do something about your anxiety and move forward from procrastination. The more motivated you are to change, the more likely you are to take positive action and be successful in making change. So ask yourself, what are you missing out on because of your anxiety? Events, people, travel, job changes, job tasks, socializing. What are the negatives of your anxiety? Does it affect you physically? How much time do you spend worrying? Similar to that, ask yourself, what would you do if your anxiety didn't stop you? Think of all the positive things you could do if your anxiety didn't get in the way, and don't be afraid to think big. So focusing on the positives you will gain from managing your anxiety, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you prepared to step out of your comfort zone and experience temporary discomfort for longer term gain, managing your anxiety? Think of it like an inoculation or a vaccination. You're going to have a series of injections to cure your anxiety. Each injection will hurt for a bit, but only temporarily, and each one will hurt a bit less. Would you have that injection? I'm not asking you to go out and face your biggest fears straight away. Just take small steps, build up. So are you prepared to feel uncomfortable, temporary discomfort in order to stop anxiety controlling your life? If yes, great. Watch the other recordings, listen to the other recordings and resources around managing anxiety, such as Stop Catastrophizing, Basic Skills to Help Me Manage Anxiety, and Exposure Therapy to Manage Anxiety. Breaking free from anxiety controlling your life is a journey, not a destination. You will have setbacks, even I do now, but that's normal. Embrace the process. Be self-compassionate, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress no matter how small. You can do this. Thank you for listening, and remember, you're amazing.